Hi, I'm Buddy Grizzard, reporting for the Atlanta Independent Media Center, and I'm here today at the offices of the SCLC Women's Organizational Movement for Equality Now. We're in the stairwell with all the nice pictures, and we're here for Martin Luther King Day. I'm with George and Ruth Koch, and they're going to be marching in the annual King March. Ruth is a member of September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. George and Ruth lost a son-in-law, a daughter, and two grandchildren on Flight 77. And Ruth, first of all, I'd like to ask you how you got involved with September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows, and to tell us a little bit about the organization.
I saw a picture of one of the young women who was an organizer of the group. She's a member of our denomination, and I admired her clarity. She was able to think of something to do so early, because they did start marching and protesting and writing their mission statements. I wasn't ready for that at that time. The name of the group, I think, was what attracted me at first. Peaceful Tomorrows has such a hopeful sound to it. And then when I realized that it was, the words were from Martin Luther King, where he says that wars are poor chisels for peaceful tomorrows. And I agree with that totally, that as far as I'm concerned, wars are always something that's going to cause too much harm to people. So that it's a last resort.
You helped organize a vigil in Athens along with a group called Doubts About War, which is a part of the Georgia Peace Coalition. Could you tell us a little bit about how that came about and why you wanted to be involved with that?
Well, I've been involved with other vigils, but that particular one was on Human Rights Day. And that's an important concept to me. I wanted it to be a silent vigil, and so we did. It was just kind of like silent vigil, respecting the wisdom of that particular declaration and hoping that all people would remember it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we're here today on Martin Luther King Day, and you're going to be marching in the nonviolent march. And I was just wondering, what does King Day mean to you, and why did you want to be involved with this?
I think being around the wisdom of Martin Luther King's words is something that always makes me feel good. I said at the time of the vigil that really for me that was like a prayer. And I think a peace march is the same kind of thing. You know, it's a walking prayer with people of like mind. So I feel their strength, and I want to add my strength to that.
This is Buddy Grizzard reporting for the Atlanta Independent Media Center. Ruth Koch and George Koch, they're getting ready to march at the front, in the place of honor at the front of the Martin Luther King March here on January 20th.